that, like, when somebody tells me on a first date they love camping, like, that's the one thing I won't pretend that I like. I'll pretend I like to do butt stuff before. I will pretend that I like to go camping.
Same, girl. And you know, I would definitely do anal before camping.
Oh, go ahead, you do it.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back. To...
who was going to do the intro? Who could spit it out first?
Anyways, welcome back to Girls Gotta Eat Podcast. This is episode 10.
We made it, y'all.
We made it.
Oh, cutie.
I'm really excited.
I didn't even realize that. Yay.
You didn't?
Well, I mean, last week you announced
it was number 9.
Well, I just wasn't thinking
about the logical progression into 10.
Again, not functioning properly.
Yeah, right. Okay, so this is a new episode. Thanks for coming back, y'all.
y'all come back now.
I say y'all a lot. Nobody ever notices.
Well, people say that I have a southern drawl on this podcast, and I'm like, what?
I never heard it until somebody called you out on it, and then I was like, oh, there it is. Somebody's like, I love when Ashley gets all heated and gets all southern.
I think they just don't know how to place it.
That's true, because you're from Delaware, which is...
And I don't have that accent.
Not the
That's
South,
a very
though.
Specific PA Delaware accent that I do not have.
Okay, and this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp Therapy Online. For 10% off your first month, go to betterhelp.com/GG. So you know, if you listen to the show, that we are such fans of therapy and anything that can really improve your mental health and get you to a better place where you are loving and enjoying your life more and spending the time the way you want to. A lot of people spend their lives wishing they had more time, but the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. So therapy can really help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. It's so helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, empowering you to be the best version of yourself. Therapy isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma, etc. It helps you with your relationships, whether romantic, friendships, family, all the things. So we really cannot recommend it enough. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You can just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and then switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So again, check out BetterHelp, see if it works for you. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/GGE today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GGE.
Well, I'm excited to finish recording so that we can go drink somewhere because last week we wrapped recording and had a great, great evening ahead of us.
We really did. Raina had a shoot, which means she goes places and shoots food that I get to eat for free. So I'm always down to tag along.
Most importantly, we met a guy.
We did.
Who was very cute. He was half Egyptian and half what?
He's like a smoke show. Like, yeah. We walked in, I was like, oh, God. But I immediately was like, well, he's Raina's. Like, he's like your type. And I was like, this is off limits to me.
Actually, let me be clear about how insane I am. I went to the bathroom and texted Ashley on my way to the bathroom, don't talk to my new boyfriend while I'm gone.
I know, and you came out and we were like laughing and you were like, what's going on here? Like, I don't like it. Stop.
I don't like it. And I just, look, I just, you know what? You're a really good friend. So I think that you can, like, tell when I'm into something and just back off.
Thanks. I just treat people how I want to be treated. Like, I don't ever want, like, a catty girlfriend that's, like, coming for my man. You know, like, I don't ever want to feel competitive. So it was like, yeah, we walked in. That was like, yeah, this is all you, girl.
Well, you know I like those brown men.
Yes.
Anyways, he... is an actor who did one of the most important things you can do professionally, which is to be in an episode of Girls.
Your favorite show.
I'm obsessed with that show.
So he whatever.
Actually, let me interrupt you. I called my mom, the third host of this podcast, who I had not brought up in like 2 weeks.
Oh.
I feel like we've lost listeners. I was like, you know, I always
brought her up every week.
I talk to my parents about everything that happens. So I was like, yeah, I met this guy. He's really cute. And she's like, what does he do for a living? Because she's Jewish. So she has to know.
Yeah, first.
And
first
I was like,
first.
Well, he's an actor. And she's like, oh, honey, is he... how do I put this? Is he a bartender who's acted a little bit, or is he an actor?
Oh,
I was like,
God.
Oh, mom.
Savage.
Savage. You know what, though? She wants her baby girl to be taken care of.
But you're like, listen, mom, he was in Girls. Click. Right, like, mic drop.
Don't worry about it, mom. Thanks. What have you ever done with your life, mom, besides be a psychiatrist?
But I, yeah, loser. But I like, I'm like watching Raina, like trying to shoot this delicious bowl of like crawfish, whatever it was, also while trying to keep an eye on me and him to like make sure. And I was like, she, I don't know, but
it's like I have PTSD from some girl stealing my man or something, which is crazy because like I have double D boobs. Nobody could steal my man if they tried.
Okay.
What are you bringing to the table, huh?
I fucking,
not you.
Height and long ass legs, bitch.
Not
I'm sorry.
You, anybody.
This hair.
You do have phenomenal hair.
Not right now, but no.
If you showed up looking like this somewhere.
I can't even imagine. Like, I'm a different person right now than what I should look like.
I wouldn't sit with you.
No, God, no. I wouldn't sit with myself. But anyway, he was great. We hung out with him for a few hours. We were like a new little squad by the end of the shoot.
Yes, he's cute. Anyways, what's going on with you, sis?
So, yeah, last week I mentioned that I was going to go out with the 24-year-old again. We went out, and it was good, but we're at dinner, and just casually talking about what's been going on, and I was like, have you seen the new Drake video? And he was like, yeah, I don't know, I'm like not really a fan. And I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Did you leave?
And I'm talking about the Nice for What video. That is our favorite video of all time, favorite song of all time.
It's
whatever.
The most important thing that's ever happened.
I was like, you don't like the video. He was like, I'm not really into it. I'm like, you hate women?
You're not into strong black females?
And I'm like, no, back up. First of all, he's not a huge Drake fan, whatever. But I was like, the video is like a female empowerment, like, movie that every strong character has their own storyline and they're all living their best lives. It's like Issa Rae or Ashita Jones and like Olivia Wilde and Tiffany Haddish. And so I'm just like, I'm going off. Hands are in the air. Like, we're, you know, he was like, okay, Ashley, settle down. I'm like, you need to watch it again. You need to watch it again. And he was like, I'll watch it again. So we had a nice little date. We get back to his place. And, you know, we're just like, we hadn't really started like hooking up or anything. We were laying in his bed, and he is like this big TV, really nice TV, like swivels around. And so he like swiveled the TV and then put on the Nice for What video. And I was like, this is my foreplay. Like, this is like, I'm so turned on by this. Like, that's the way to get me going.
I woke up in the morning to
remember
from 2 o'clock in the morning from, let me just be clear, it's from Ashley's account, from Ashley's Instagram account.
Ash has, follow me.
She opens with, hey, Raina, it's me, Ashley, as if I wouldn't be sure who was DMing me and who I was looking at. Flips the camera around and turns on the Nice for What video for me so I can see what's going on.
Yeah, I was like, hey, it's me, Ashley, and his name. We're just in here in the bed watching the Nice for What video. Just thought you'd want to see. Well, I was just, I mean, also he came around. He loves the video now, just for the record. But I was like, this is my new preferred foreplay, is just music videos. Like, Nice for What, obviously, anything Rihanna, anything Beyonce, maybe not Lemonade, but like put on the Drunken Love video and I'm like ready to go.
He was just laying there, like, totally disinterested in this video. You guys are going to have to go to therapy like I am with my 24-year-old because it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You're like, hold on, I can't mess around with you yet because I have to send a video to Raina.
Well, also, that's the closest we've come to, like, sending each other videos during sex. Like, we weren't having sex, but, like, I did still send you a video from someone's bed, so I'm still winning at this point.
You are. We are edging towards dog filter stunt. Level.
There for me. He's such. Well, he loves Lauryn Hill. So after that, we actually played the like Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, that album. So much foreplay.
Did you have sex? Or
we
you
did.
The music
so
videos?
We did. We did have. So we did. But here's the thing. If I could choose, little known fact about me, to have music on during sex, I would prefer it. I just love music that much. I feel like I'm starring in my own like music video porn, whatever. So it was like already on. So I was like, can I put in a request?
You know, I never have sex to music. I love this idea. Why not?
Right. So I'm like, the music's on. Can I put in a request? Can we put on Rihanna Anti? It's the sexiest album. The album with like Desperado and Needed Me and Kiss It Better. It's so good. It's so sexy. I've always wanted to have sex to it.
I want
to
have
put that shit on.
I want to have sex to Cardi B. I like it. That's what I listen to it when I exercise. Like, why wouldn't I listen to it?
I know.
I'm just kidding. I don't exercise. That's a crazy thing.
That was wild.
Ashley was like, is she serious? I'm not really sure. I'm trying to like pull it up. Have you guys heard this song before? I know they can't respond.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago when it came out.
Like, who wouldn't fuck to this?
I like it like that.
We're having a dance party.
I like it like... Yes, girl. This was on my Instagram story 2 weeks ago.
I like dollar bills. Bitch, I'm signing. Anyways. I would have sex to that.
Duh, girl. Oh,
God, I'm sorry.
Like, I had to turn you on to Nice for What and Cardi B. It's like, oh, God. Now you're going to be fucking to Rihanna.
Speaking of music, Coachella was this week.
Baychella.
Ashley was all like excited to like sit at home under the blanket and watch Baychella with her dog, and then they pulled it from the
internet. They did. I was like an hour too late. Like my Kate had just sent it to me and was like, hey, you need to sit down and watch all of Baychella. Like there was two separate clips, like someone had uploaded to YouTube or whatever. And I was like, oh God, I gotta get home. I like raced home and like got ready. Cause it's like 2 hours, you know?
Right.
And the clips were gone. It was devastating.
It's like when somebody eats your leftovers from the fridge and there's just nothing you can do about it. You have no recourse.
And there's nowhere out there. I mean, there's people's shitty cell phone videos, you know what I mean? But there's no full performance of Baychella.
Well, I want to make a confession to you. I don't like music festivals.
I am not surprised to hear this.
You're not surprised?
I don't know. I feel like I don't really, either.
Too short to like go to a music festival.
It's just like a bunch of crowds and drunk people and people on drugs.
You don't like them either.
I am not crazy about any huge crowd situation at all. And like, I love live music. Orgy at a music festival. It's the only way I'm going. I love a live, like, I have seen some of the best concerts of my life in, like, smaller venues. Like, the Tabernacle Atlanta is, like, my absolute favorite. But that's just not my preferred way to see live music. And I've gone to a ton of music festivals. I've had fun at them. There's one I love the most that's on the beach. It's called Hangout Music Festival. And I went to that 3 years. And, like, once you go to that, there's, like, no going back. It's on the beach. Like, I don't want to be in the sand. I don't want to be in the dirt. I don't want to be in the fucking grass.
Like, I'm gonna be fucking trapped.
But it's, no, and, like...
I feel trapped.
And a lot of them are in the middle of nowhere. Like, Hangout is on the beach. You stay in a beach house. You cruise down to the festival on bikes every day. It's incredible. So, like, no, I don't ever want to fucking camp. Oh, my God. If I was dating a guy and he was like, let's go to Bonnaroo, I'm like, we're done. Bonnaroo?
If somebody wanted to go camping, I literally... You know, like, when you first...
You want to sleep outside and not shower and then just, like, mosh to, like... I can't.
You know when you first meet a guy and you're, like, pretending that you, like, eat healthy and exercise often and, like, that... Like, when somebody tells me on a first date they love camping, like, that's the one thing I won't pretend that I... I'll pretend I like to do butt stuff before I will pretend that I like to go camping.
Same, girl. And, you know, I would definitely do anal before camping.
I literally would. Hiking, biking, camping, I don't want to do it.
I'm good with hiking, biking. Also, the thing about music festivals, I'll do anything in like a VIP experience, but like I don't like to be with masses of people in the heat, drunk people. You're waiting in line for bathrooms, waiting in line for drinks. You're spending all your money on drinks. Coachella, you can only drink in designated areas. Right. Like, what the actual fuck? So, I mean, no, I'm not. It's not there are people that are just like gotta go to every music festival and what fucking dress up and do all the things. No, but I've had great experiences at a few that I've gone to, but it's not really my jam.
Well, I'm glad that we vibe on this because what we're talking about today is, could you date someone if your partying styles were different?
Yes. You meet a guy or a girl, whatever. You meet someone, you think you're super into them, and then they're like, by the way, every weekend during festival season. I dress in costume, get a bunch of Molly, and travel the world going to music festivals and fucking raging.
You know, I totally forgot about the weed. Like, if you are a Burning Man person.
I don't know. I mean, whatever.
It's like a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And, like, if you're into it and your significant other isn't, like, it's an issue.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen maybe, like, once or something.
Okay, thank you to Helix for supporting Girls Gotta Eat. Go to helixsleep.com/GGE, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. Use code HELIXPARTNER20, and you'll get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows. You guys know how obsessed we are with Helix. Both of us have multiple Helix mattresses. It's all we sleep on. I have made sure that my parents have one, my brother has one, my boyfriend has one. I just refuse to go anywhere and not sleep on a Helix mattress. That is how obsessed we are. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Luxe Collection, which we love. We have the Luxe Collection mattresses, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. So for everyone in the family, and you're just going to take their quiz, which is really fun, and then they will give you your personalized mattress recommendation. It's going to be shipped straight to your door free of charge. You can try it out for 100 nights to make sure you love it, and then there's a 10 to 15 year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. We know everybody sleeps differently. You might sleep on your back, your side, roll around all night on your stomach, or you might want a soft, medium, or firm mattress. We are all so different. So that is why they offer really something for everyone. And so you're just going to order what works best for you, come straight to your door. You can sleep on it that night. You're going to love it. It will change your life. You'll get the best sleep of your life, and you can thank us later. So Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/GGE and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
All right, so let's knock them down. I want to start with drinking and dating.
Drinking and dating, which is just like, they go hand in hand. I mean, think of every first date you've gone on. It's like, do you want to get drinks? It's always drinks. I mean, we have obviously such a huge drinking culture, but those two things, I mean, I can't imagine a first date that didn't involve drinks, you know?
You know, people are like, do you want to get a coffee? And I'll be like, you spelled vodka wrong. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, with Bailey's, that sounds great.
Right. In the morning when we wake up together, I'll have a coffee.
After we got drunk at the drinks. Sure, coffee's great. So I want to share stories of, let's start. Have you gotten really drunk on a date? Like, do you have a story of like a time where you got really wasted and either like burned it to the ground or it worked in your favor?
I have the opposite situation where people have
guys get drunk,
really humiliatingly drunk. But before I tell that story, have you had a situation where you got so fucked up?
Yes, girl. I used to drink so hard. I don't binge drink like I used to. Yeah. I mean, I have some hilarious dating stories of times I got too drunk. One of my favorites is, there was a guy we've talked about a few times on this podcast. This was the guy that I met at the end of college, and we were long distance for years, and we had met one night out. So exchange numbers, drunken night out, whatever. This was our second time hanging out. And he was like, let's meet, you know, my friends, your friends, let's all meet up at this. This was at Clemson where I went to school. Pizza night. Pizza night was $5 pizzas and $3 liquor pitchers.
What?
So I mean, back in college, it's like you just
down in the South.
It's like a date. Like, what are you supposed to do on a date? I didn't even know. So I was like, got super wasted before he showed up. I was just nervous. Like, it was the second time I was seeing him. I just was drinking out of nerves. Got so wasted. Like, I don't remember the night really. And he ended up at his place. Like, we were making out, rolling around in the bed. I fell off the bed on the floor. I remember breaking a CD case. Like, I was like rolling around on the floor like a fucking beached whale.
God. Do you remember the CD case? I probably smashed
like a fucking Dashboard Confessional CD case. Like, I don't even know. So he's like, oh my God, probably like this girl's gonna like ruin my bedroom. She's a fucking tornado. We got into the shower. I don't even know.
Is this the one that liked to fuck in the
shower? Yes, actually
it
was. Yes, totally was.
Of course.
Flooded the whole bathroom. Like, as in they didn't get their deposit back. Like, I don't know if we didn't shut the curtain. Flooded.
I never talked to
you. I remember getting out and being like, in like water up to my ankles. I swear to fucking God. Luckily, somehow in the night, I told him I had an 8 a.m. exam. So he drove me home, put me to bed, and set an alarm for me. I woke up for this exam, hair matted from the shower. Like, where am I? Outfit from the night before. Went and took this exam and was like, well, that's the end of that. Like, and a friend of mine was like, hey, I saw so-and-so coming out of the business building, whatever. Are you guys still hanging out? And I was like, yeah, no, absolutely not. I'm like, and I told them what happened. My friends are like, you're such a fucking disaster. Why did he call me an hour later? I was like, hey girl, you want to go to the lake? Like, he wanted to date me. How do you want to date that?
Well, maybe. Okay,
you saw me naked and drunk rolling around on your floor breaking CD cases. And you're like, yeah.
I don't think men have that high of a standard. Like, I have done some pretty terrible things to people and they have called me the next day. I don't think that men have all these like rules and deal breakers. You lost him at I got naked. He saw
true.
Your boobs.
That's true.
And that was it. He doesn't care what else you do. You had sex with him. You touched his penis. He's happy.
That's true.
But let me ask you, we're talking about like matched up party styles. Like, did he get fucked up like that too?
When it comes to him, like, yeah, I feel like he wasn't a huge partier. And that was the guy that I brought on the cruise, remember? And he just, like, woke up day two and was, like, hungover and whiny and, like, didn't really want to party on this, like, vacation we were on. So, no, our party styles didn't really match up. He definitely lacked spontaneity and just, you know, I didn't need to be out getting wasted every night. But, yeah, he was kind of lame.
Do you feel like that like earlier that earlier instance was like a window into like future things to come?
Probably. Yeah.
That's interesting to think about that like somebody that's just sort of like a little more low key and doesn't really like to like,
I mean, we weren't a match like in the first place, but I was definitely more of a party girl back then and he was just like a little more buttoned up and I was just like, ugh.
It depends on what age you are though. Like you said back then, like who doesn't act like that when they're 19, 20, 21?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's important to differentiate. Like, am I 19 and we're just getting fucked up all the time and obviously we'll mature past this? Or, like, is this, like, a 30-year-old male or female that's acting like this?
Oh, totally. Yeah. And, I mean, I have something. I never got, like, wasted on a first, second, third date.
As an adult.
Yeah, no, right. Absolutely not. I have like one story of a guy that I went on a Tinder date with and like he did not look like his pictures and I was like, well, I'm already here, so let me just slam some shots. And like that night was interesting. But yeah, no, I mean, I'm a responsible drinker. I drink a lot. I like to party, but like it's not cute to like black out and stumble and slur and, you know, have your life be ruined the next morning with a hangover. Like, I don't know. You just outgrow it.
You're not a sloppy drunk though. Like I've seen you drink a lot.
Yeah, I can be. Yeah. I can really handle my alcohol. But what about a guy getting drunk on a date? Have you dealt with that?
I had the weirdest situation happen. So I met this guy when I was in Chicago, and the first night we hung out, it was like a group of friends. He was a friend of a friend, and he was pretty drunk. It was like one of the, I don't know what to call it. It's not like, I don't know how to name it, but it, he was so far past like the norm, like normalcy.
He was normalcy. I like your little extra syllable though. Normalcy. That's cute.
Thank
you. You know, there's a kid out there named Normalcy. No, you're like, something's off here.
True Thompson.
You get. Tristan Thompson.
I hope everyone has a good day, except for you, Tristan.
Good morning to everyone except Tristan. Okay, so he was past the normalcy. Like, you know, I know what you mean. Something's like not.
Something's a little off.
A little off, yeah.
It's like, you know, all of us are like having a good time on a Saturday night, whatever. But he was so good looking.
It's fine.
He asked me out, and I just thought, like, whatever. We were out on a Saturday night, and he just had a couple too many drinks. So we went out that week, and he showed up, and he looked great. He was obviously dead sober. He was in a suit, in an SUV. Like, he really was perfectly nice until it spiraled. How do I explain this? We had, like, good conversation. He was nice. He was funny. He was smart. I had two drinks, and he had six.
In your span of two?
Yes.
Like, you're finishing your second glass of Pinot Grigio, and he's like, I'll take a seventh. Vodka.
It was a school night.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a Tuesday night. And it wasn't
going up on a Tuesday.
He went way up on a Tuesday.
All the way up. By the way, this is our rap episode. How many more song lyrics can we incorporate? Okay, all right.
Yeah, reel it back in.
Okay.
Reel it back in.
So he's getting drunk.
So anyways, we're at...
He was on a mission.
We were at, like, this yacht club, and he went from being, like, fun and smart and, like, immediately descending into, like, TMI, and he mentioned that he had been engaged.
Okay, so he went full overshare.
Overshare is the most...
An understatement. Overshare is an understatement.
It's like saying that the Holocaust was, like, sort of a bummer.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, we weren't really, like, a match because I'm so alpha, and I think that really shrunk her as a human and made her feel, like, less than, and it was really hard for my family, so we're all in therapy together, and, like, my parents...
Like, his last relationship. Like...
Yes, and then he admits to me that she actually called off the wedding because he cheated on her.
Gotcha.
Let me just remind you, this is the first time I've ever been on a date
with this person.
So, I would say the oversharing was a little bit uncomfortable for me.
Yeah, and, like, whatever, like, first date, and now you're just, like, wasted, like, word vomiting everywhere. Like, I can't.
I hope he went home and felt embarrassed. I mean, it was very strange. It was very uncomfortable for me. I didn't know what... I do want to hear those things, of course, on date... 7. Like, it just was, he was so uncomfortable. It was so bizarre. I didn't want to deal with it. And, like, I should have known from the first time that I hung out with him that, like, I was with 10 people and he was clearly the drunkest person. Like, something was going on that, like, this should have been a window into what the date would have been like. But I just thought, like, you know, it's the weekend. Everybody gets fucked up. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Has it ever happened to you that, like, somebody got super fucked up?
I had a guy get a DUI on a date.
No, you didn't.
And
that's not real.
Taken to jail.
What?
Yes.
Did you love it? You were like, we have so much in common.
We have so much in common.
Oh, my God.
No, my God. I mean, we had drank all day. You know, I don't need to share all the details. I was drunk, too, and wasn't being responsible and just thought he was okay to drive. And he did. And I remember the point of realizing he shouldn't be behind the wheel and thinking, like, I'm going to tell. I remember where I was in Atlanta. I remember I was on Piedmont Road and I was like, I'm going to tell him to pull over as soon as we get around this, like, bend and pull into, like, this Chick-fil-A that I knew was right there. And the blue lights came on. And I was oh my God. Like, the timing, I can't. I mean, I was like, he was all over the road. And I was like, okay, I mean, I'm drunk and I can realize this is bad. And yeah, I mean, got taken to jail. And like,
where did you go?
Well, it's crazy because they try to get you too. So they say, ma'am, can you drive the car? Because they want you to get in the car. And then they just arrest you right after. It's crazy. And like, I obviously know how that works. So yeah, I mean, they tow the car and I had to, like, this was before Uber, I had to, like, track down a cab. I had to bail him out of jail the next day because I'm like, no one else know. I had his phone, so no one else knew where he was. I had to pay, you know, he paid me back, but I had to go to the bail bondsman first thing in the morning, bail him out of jail, drive him around, get his car from the impound. Yeah, it was not great.
Oh my, I can't believe you had to go through this.
Well, I was like, you know, again, I have had a DUI or two, so I know how shitty it is. And you know, I was like, I don't know this. Really, that was maybe our third date. So I was like, I just, you know, want to be there, and I'm the only person that knows this happened, you know?
Also, like, you were drinking, too, and you both got in the car.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not saying it's your fault, but, like, one of you could have talked the other one out of it.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, so in that way, like, it was his choice to get behind the wheel, but I felt partially responsible in that way, too. So, yeah, I was happy to bail him out of jail. But, yeah, that's probably the craziest thing that's happened to me on a date.
How old were you?
Probably 28, 29.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe you bailed him out. Did you see him again?
It kind of fell apart after that. I think he was dealing with some shit. And I was like, I'm past my DUI years, so I can't hang with you. No, I'm just kidding.
But you are.
Yeah, I mean.
You are.
Yeah.
Like, you really are past it.
It wasn't. I mean, we probably weren't, you know, going to be a good match anyway, but that is the craziest drinking really thing that's happened to me on a date.
That is a wild story.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. But yeah, I mean, I think it's important that your drinking styles match for sure. Like, I don't know that I could date someone that was totally sober. I did it before.
we met at DUI school.
Totally.
Drink responsibly, everybody. No, we met at DUI school and we dated and he was sober.
And you weren't sober after DUI school?
I just still casually drank.
Well,
but it wasn't ideal, but it was like, I realized that we actually did get along pretty well and had a connection. Cause I mean, we could hang out all day long. Like I remember hanging out with him one day for like 9 hours and my friends were like, you hung out with that guy for 9 hours sober. Like you must actually really like him. Like, yeah.
But I always say like somebody that's sober probably wouldn't want to date me either. So like, do you feel like he had a problem with you drinking?
I don't think he really did. I didn't get hammered around him at all. I really didn't even drink that much. But, you know, if we went out to dinner, like I remember we went out one time, it was like my birthday, like had a margarita, you know, we ended things. I actually got back with, one of my exes, saw him a few months later and he was hammered and he had fallen off the wagon. He offered me a Jägermeister shot. I'm like, what'd you just start drinking? Fucking amateur. Like, no, I'm not taking a fucking straight Jäger shot. So I felt kind of bad seeing him like that. I was like, aw. You know, he didn't figure his life out.
You know what he could have said was like, Ashley, seeing you brings back all these memories and I need to numb it. If we could just share a Jäger shot together.
But yeah, I mean, what do you think? Would you
date somebody that's sober?
Yeah.
I don't want to say, like, I would never say never to anything, but, like, I feel like I don't necessarily want to date a person that's sober. I don't think they'd want to date me either, you know? Like, I do like to drink, and I do like to go out, and I don't need to be at, like, a club partying like crazy, but I do like to sit at home and have a glass of wine, and I don't... Not that any sober person would ever tell you not to drink around them or like, you know, please don't do that. But like there is an element of like, I don't really want to be shoving this in your face. If somebody has a real problem with something, like I don't want to throw that in their face every single day.
Right. And I've been a drinker since I was in high school. It's something that I really like to do. I am a responsible drinker. I have had some problems in the past, but I've gotten it all under control. I really enjoy like having wine. I love going out for margaritas. Like it would be hard for me to stop drinking. And again, like I think you have a lot of guilt there. There's people that have been sober for years and years and years and years, and they're way more okay dating someone that drinks. And there's people that probably like just couldn't handle being around it. And I think definitely am not seeking it out by any stretch.
What I would love to do is get somebody, like we'll do a different episode about like actually being sober and dating when you're sober. I'd love to get somebody who is actually sober to talk about it because it's not really something you and I can speak to. And like,
I think to lighten it up a little bit, I think it's really important that when you're dating someone, you're like kind of gauging how they like to party and are they binge drinkers? Are they like sober all week and healthy and then they go so hard and they black out? I don't want that.
Let's talk about that. That is like another like weird sort of like red flag. And I dated somebody that like all week long was like a successful lawyer, got up early in the morning. He worked out every day after work. He ate healthy, cooked dinner for himself. Like even if I like had like a glass of wine or a bourbon after work, like he really didn't like join me that often in doing it. But on the weekends was like lit out of his mind. And I really do not like that.
So you actually had the worst of both worlds. Like you like the lame, like won't have a glass of wine with you during the week. And then like the blackout on the weekends, like Jesus.
Do you think everybody listening to this podcast is like, has Raina ever made a good decision about anybody she's ever dated?
Well, he came with some fun perks. I know who you're talking about, but
yeah, like his money. Who do you think bought the wine that I was drinking by myself?
Okay, so I love gift giving at this time of year, but when finding great gifts, things can really start to add up. And that's why this season I am shopping with Quince. Quince is the go-to place for luxury essentials at affordable prices for everyone on my list, including myself. We'd like to thank Quince for supporting our show. Go to quince.com/GGE to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your order. So I'm really, really glad I found this company and this site. Everything is so affordable, but looks really luxury. So as you're perusing it, they have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters. They have washable silk tops and dresses. They have cotton sweaters and all kinds of comfy stuff, like just cozy pants that you can wear. I love the colors. I love the styles, but the prices are really the reason to shop here, on top of obviously the selection. Prices are 50 to 80% less than similar brands. So it's unbelievable. It partners directly with top factories to cut out the cost of the middleman, and it just passes the savings directly on to you from Quince. And I just love what they're doing. I love the styles. There's so much variety, and it is such a one-stop shop, whether you're shopping for kids, you're a significant other, your parents, anybody will really love this. You can get affordable luxury for everyone on your list with Quince. Go to quince.com/GGE to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your order. That's quince.com/GGE for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So drinking, I think it's important you kind of analyze how you like to drink, and hopefully you're not dating somebody that drinks and like turns into a total monster. Like you drink every time you fight, you know, like the goal is to just like be on the same page with that kind of stuff.
We've all gotten drunk and like picked a fight, but there are like people that I think will pick fights a lot more when they're drinking. And like,
oh God. Yeah. I mean, it really escalates tough. Everything. And so that's the thing. Like, it was a big problem in one of my past relationships. I would say one of the main things that and eventually broke us. I don't think we should have ended up together, but it was a big issue. And I know other couples like that too, that like they don't have drinking problems. Like they just fight when they drink, and that sucks. It's, you just want to be like the two happy drunks, you know, like as a couple,
right?
You want to like go out and like drink with your significant other and not fight. And I don't know exactly the advice to offer. I think probably part of it is like dealing with the stuff that's on the surface, like figuring out what's coming out when you're drinking and trying to deal with that when you're sober, and then really just taking a look at it. Like, can we tone this down? Can we figure out how to not fight every single time we go out and drink, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how like you would, I don't know how you could have handled that any better than you did. Cause like that wasn't a situation where you met the person and he was just like fucked up out of his mind all the time. Like he slowly descended into
this. And yeah. And once we started to have more problems in the relationship, that got worse too. I will say in that relationship, I realized when I was getting drunk, like problems were coming from my end too. And I cut back. And I remember one specific incident is we were at this wedding and like, I just got drunk and angry for whatever reason. It was like off the rails. And I was like, I never want that to happen again. Like that was an ugly side of me. And I really reeled it in.
Did he give you shit for it?
Yes, it was bad. And I was like, I don't need to get drunk though. Like it's fun. Who really even likes to? I'm a fun person no matter what. Like
I'm not. I need to get drunk.
Shut up. We're both great sober. Like we do this podcast sober. So I mean, it's just kind of, that's the thing too. You have to realize like, I don't need to get drunk. What? You know, sometimes it just happens. You're just having fun. You're out drinking. But like, I don't ever drink to get drunk. I mean, I'm not 21 years old, you know?
I drink to get drunk, but I don't need to. And yes, you said like we do this podcast sober. Clearly we're a delight when we're sober.
The one thing I will say that when it comes to this stuff and party styles and drinking and drugs and all that kind of thing is that it can totally change. And I think that a lot of times in this podcast, we're like, honey, he ain't gonna change.
Leave him.
And ain't gonna change. And like, this can change. Like I've changed. Like you know, you've changed. Like I think that sometimes people are out drinking and partying every night until they have a reason not to. And I had an experience with this with an ex of mine that we dated pretty seriously. I didn't want to date him initially because I just felt like he was this party guy and he was out every night and he was drinking every night and irresponsible. I was like, I don't want a part of that. I was you know, in my 30s. I was like, I don't want to date a guy like that. He was a little bit younger and I just kind of pegged him as that type of guy. And like this, as soon as we started, we went on like a couple dates. He was like, I gotta turn this shit around. And I think that he wanted to be better for me. And I think that he wanted to just spend time with me. And he didn't feel the need to be out every night at like a dive bar with his friends, like on a Tuesday. And it was nice to see. And I just want to be with somebody that, yeah, we go out and drink and party, but like if we're just hanging out at home and we're Netflixing or doing whatever, like we're both really happy to be there. We both really just want to be there. Like I don't ever want to feel like I'm with a guy and he would rather be out partying with his friends. I don't want to feel like someone's sacrificing their nightlife or their party life for me. And that, I think that was really nice that we both kind of settled down together. We still went out. We weren't some boring couple, but
we just kind of matured together when it came to the drinking stuff. And I thought that was cool. So I think it can change. I mean, you see guys all the time. They're like party so hard, and girls. And then you just kind of grow up.
But there's a difference between somebody that's like addicted to something and needs to be doing this every night, like, versus somebody that like is just a single guy that is partying with his friends and they meet somebody that they like and it just changes. And I think that you just need to walk in with like, you know, you're never gonna like change somebody completely, but like you knew that this guy was just sort of out partying because he was
what else was he gonna do?
Like, what else was he gonna yeah. do? Right, exactly. Or like when I used to work in restaurants, I went out every night and party. Right. But like if I had a relationship, I probably would have gone home after work. So yeah, there's a differentiator for sure.
Yeah. But I just think we're always like, ladies, you see this red flag. But yeah, so if they're out doing coke every night, that's a red flag. If they're just kind of out drinking, partying, that can change.
Right. Take on that art project. Change him. I like
you can change him.
Oh my God. I like ending on a hopeful note. You want to get drunk and play games now?
Yes. Let's do it. Perfect. All right, guys, in honor of this week's episode about drinking, we are going to play Never Have I Ever. We're going to play Never Have I Ever about drinking. We've also been drinking. Let's just be honest. We actually took a long break between recording the first part of this, and we've been to a wine tasting, we've been to dinner, and we have been drinking at my apartment. I just want to be real with them because I'm sure it's going to sound a little different.
Okay, well, let's preface. Okay, so never have I ever, just assume that all of these questions are prefaced with when I was drunk.
Yes.
Are you good with that?
Yes.
Okay. Never have I.
We're just going to ask each other, right? Are you basically just asking me if I've done it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Never have I ever called somebody the wrong name during sex.
All right. I have not yelled out the wrong name during sex that I know of. I did call someone a wrong name once right before we had sex. My roommates were witnesses. This was in college. What? I had a crush on a guy named
Tyler. Somebody not named the name
Tyler,
of your boyfriend.
Let's just say. And I was out with this guy and I got back to the apartment and like called him the wrong name. And my friends were all like, Ashley, that's not his name. Maybe he still had sex with me.
Has anybody ever called you the wrong name during sex?
No, I'm sure. I'm sure when I was blacked out, I don't remember. So, yeah, I'll half drink. I'll take a half sip.
Okay.
Have you called someone the wrong name?
Not that I remember, so it didn't happen.
Oh, man, if only the world worked like that. It's fine to remember it. I've had no DUIs then. Okay, my turn. Never have I ever woken up with somebody in the bed and did not remember their name.
Never, ever.
Like, seriously?
Not once ever. Absolutely not. Oh, their name.
Good for you. I used to get so drunk.
Yeah, so did I. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying, like, I haven't. When did this happen to you?
I don't know. What time do you want to talk about? Like, no, I've definitely.
Their name?
Yeah, like you went home with them so drunk. And like, I'm not even saying that I had sex with them all, but like you went home with somebody so drunk and like you wake up and you're like, what is their name? And you're just like trying to find a piece of mail.
Yeah. And you like tap on the shoulder and you're like,
back around
hey,
on me.
You.
Hey, guys.
Never have I ever lied about my number to save face.
Like giving someone the wrong number? Oh, number of
like
people you've had sex
number.
With?
Number, yes.
Yeah, whatever. No one but needs
is there
to
anybody,
know that.
Is there anybody on earth that is honest
no,
about that?
No, no one's honest about that. Like, also, like, I don't even really want to know that of someone I'm dating. I don't want them to ask me that. I don't want to know that. That's just not, it's irrelevant.
I'm 100% in that camp. I would never ask another
I don't give
person.
A fuck.
I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. You could have slept with 100 women before me. I'd actually, let me ask you a question. Would you rather, let me segue into another drinking game. Would you rather sleep with somebody or, okay, would you rather date somebody that has slept with 5 people or 100 people?
Oof. Five, probably, but like
one or two, no thanks.
Okay, let me change the scenario for you.
Oh, God.
Five people or 50 people?
Five people or 50 people. I'm fine with either.
You are?
Yeah, okay. Totally. Like,
But the game is would you rather. It's not...
Oh, would you rather?
It's not would you be fine with either.
Oh, because I don't care. 50, so I guess we're a little closer in our numbers. No more drinking when we play this fucking game.
That's an honest response. I agree.
Way closer to 50 than 5.
I actually think that you bring up something that is really interesting, which is that...
Are you closer to 50 than 5? Please say yes.
Yeah. I think that psychologically you bring up something interesting, which is that, like, I don't know that I would vibe with somebody that... at my age and only slept with 5 people because something has happened.
Yeah, no, and I'm a big fan of breaking down the math. So I've been having sex for,
a lot 18, of years. Right?
Yeah.
I was 17.
So a lot of years. Break it. And I've only been in like a couple serious relationships. So
I'm with you. So I would probably pick the person that had slept with 50 people and
for
5.
For sure.
The 5, I'm just, like, wondering what's going on with you, to be honest.
100's a lot.
All right. I'm down to 50. I got 50. Okay. All right. Well, you find a question.
Ooh. Never have I ever peed the bed.
No, I haven't, but somebody did it to me.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, in college. I was 18. I woke up, and the bed was soaking wet, and I am in a sheer panic because, obviously, like, your first thought is,
yeah, was this me?
Did I do this? Because, like, I'd never done that before, and I looked down at the bed, and my comforter was red, and the sheets were white, and there was something, pink all over, and I was, like, throw up also? Like, anyways, he did it. Okay, what about you?
No. Never peed the bed.
I don't think women do that. I think it's, like, a male thing.
It is. Yeah. I've heard of one girl, like, not even a friend, like, a story from a guy where that happened, but, like... Also, like, who's out here peeing the bed? Aren't you so dehydrated? If you're that drunk, you should be so dehydrated that you're like, there's nothing.
Never have I ever been in handcuffs for any reason.
I mean, I've been arrested numerous times.
Oh, I was thinking about sex things. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm sorry.
I don't care. We've already talked about it.
Never have I ever been in handcuffs for sex stuff.
Sexually? No. I also, like, I've been handcuffed so many other times for being arrested. Like, I feel like I have PTSD. Like, you can't handcuff me. Someone brings out the handcuffs. I'm like, no, no, no. It's like 2006 all over again. I need my attorney. I'm not going
to
blow.
And they're like, I'm just trying to make you come.
I'm like, I won't take a breathalyzer.
I'm like, no one's making you.
All right, guys. We hope you enjoyed the drinking episode.
We are drunk.
We are drunk.
Our teeth are purple from wine.
DM us and tell us who sounds less drunk because I bet it's going to be me.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I think I'm better. I think I'm better not sounding drunk than you.
Sure,
your voice gets a little slurry.
Fuck you, Ashley.
Okay.
I'm so good at everything.
I'm so good at everything.
Not being as drunk as you are.
I'm so good at being an alcoholic.
Anyways, thank you for tuning in to Ashley Being a Bitch and Girls Gotta Eat episode 10.
Cheers. Subscribe, rate, review on iTunes, listen on Spotify if that's your jam. Follow us on social, Girls Gotta Eat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
That's it, guys. Have a great week.
Don't find us on Snapchat.
Oh, I forgot about that. We don't use Snapchat.
Bye.
Bye.